Hey, it's Phoebe. How's your day going? Have you eaten yet? I hope your day is going well so far. Mine was okay. Definitely a busy day, but it's always fun to take some time out for myself to do things that I enjoy, like recording this podcast. Even though it's taken me days to get myself situated and ready for this podcast, but I'm excited to get started for today. Like I said before, I'm hoping that this mini episode would help answer some of your most basic questions about counseling. It will only be about 10 minutes long, so I'll go ahead and get started for today, mini episode number 2.0. I really want to focus in on the question, do I need counseling? Which is a question that a lot of you may be thinking about. And I know a lot of times when I tell my friends and family that I'm a counselor, that's one of the main questions, the most asked questions. And this is what I usually say to them. I think everyone needs counseling at least once in their lifetime. I have definitely heard people saying things like, "Well, why do I want to pay for someone to listen to my issues when I can go to my friends and family?" But do you actually go to your friends and family? How often do you go to them? When you do go to your friends and family, do you feel that your problems are solved? Do you feel like your mental health is getting better? If yes, then great. Then maybe you don't need to go to counseling. But I'm sure many of us have been through times where we go to our friends and family and everything still feels very unresolved. Going to counseling is so different than talking to your friends and family. Counselors are trained professionals and we come from a different perspective than your friends and family. Sometimes you may feel uncomfortable talking to your friends and family about your struggles, especially when it comes to mental health struggles. Your friends and family may not know how to respond in a way that's supportive towards your journey, but with a trained professional, we are coming from a non-biased side, and you are basically talking to someone who is very supportive of you and your growth and your life journey, and who is constantly trying to find some sort of solutions for you. We may not give you a flat-out solution to all of your problems, but at least we will be able to help guide you using the skills and tools that we have learned from going to school. Most of the trained professionals have gone through at least a minimum of master level education. So what that means is that we are trained because we go through very intensive educational courses, but also we have a certain amount of hours that we have to meet before getting fully licensed. At least that's what it's like in America. And on top of that, talking to a trained professional is very different from talking to your friends and family because there's a thing called confidentiality. So, confidentiality just means that whatever is said in the session stays in the session. The counselor will not spill whatever you say in the session to your friends or family, unless you want your friends and family to know, which you have to sign a document for that. So I think everyone needs to go to counseling at least once to just kind of experience what it's like to be in a space and environment where you know the other person who's listening is very supportive of you, is for you, and will keep all of your secrets, and won't judge you for it. Can you imagine what that's like? So another thing that I would like you guys to consider is to think about your symptoms that you're experiencing. Based on your symptoms, you'll be able to know if counseling is suitable for you or if you need to go to counseling. So, for instance, if your mental health symptoms are very mild, such as you're unable to focus or perform at work or school, or life stresses that cause you to have sleepless night, having unresolved feelings or issues from the past with friends and family, I would say that you do qualify to attend individual counseling. And if you're confused as to even how to get started with that, you can always go to your primary doctor and ask for a referral to a counselor, or you can go online and Google for counselors around your area. Or if you're in school, you can ask your school counselor to give you some sort of referral. Some of the other symptoms that are, I would say, in the moderate category would be having no motivation or having very low motivation in life to the point that you're unable to function normally, such as having very bad hygiene, not taking showers, unable to eat, unable to take any prescribed medications. Then I would say you would need to think about possibly going to a higher level of care, which I've talked about in mini episode one, which is PHP and IOP. Or if you are to the point that you're very severe, constantly having suicidal thought, then you might want to consider to go to a hospital to ask for help. So all these are just very quick examples of the symptoms that you may have been experiencing for a while now and struggling by yourself. And maybe some of you have tried to talk to your friends and family about it, but still feel like it's unresolved. You still feel like you need help to find breakthrough in that. So I would say as you're checking in with all these symptoms that you're experiencing, think about, what if you were to go to counseling? What if you have that someone, and not just anyone, is a professional who knows what he or she is talking about when it comes to mental health, to be there for you, to help you push through the season of life? Can you imagine just that freedom you get? How amazing you would feel knowing that the other person sitting on the other end is totally understanding you, know how to help you. Wouldn't that be such a great feeling? Because in counseling session, you can literally talk about anything to explore whether you need it or not. If you're thinking it, you probably need it. So that's really it for today. I encourage y'all to think about the symptoms. Again, understanding that when you're in the session, you're talking with a professional, a trained professional, so there's no judgment in there. Think about all those times that you're wanting to talk to someone about something, but you're too scared to do that because you don't know what the other person is thinking. Well, you don't have to worry about that in a counseling session. So think about the freedom, the relief that you feel after going to counseling. It may sound scary, but it really isn't. So I'm excited for the next few mini episodes because I'll get more into how to prepare for your first session, and other questions like, what does my therapist think about me? So I'll end it right here. I hope that this little mini episode is helpful, and I hope that you're doing something to take care of yourself today. Have a good one. Bye-bye.